Good afternoon, JC Sale.
Hi, John available?
Yes.
Hey, John, this is Ruben from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
What's going on?
Good, good. I'm just reaching out from customer service. We did some financing for you in June. I just wanted to check in with you to see how everything is going at your business.
I've been talking with Felix there.
Talk with Felix?
Yeah, I've been talking to him.
Okay. All right, cool. Just wanted to check in. I'll make sure I put that note in here that you're working with Felix right now. That way you don't get too many calls from his.
I'm right in the middle of maybe needing a loan, but hopefully I don't. I'd rather pay what I got off.
Yeah. Well, let us know. You are eligible for funding at any time, so we can always see what we can do for you.
I took out another loan with Cabbage for $10,500 about a month and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
And I was trying to get that. I thought I'd be able to pay that off.
Yeah.
But the business is just not kicked in yet. It's just starting now. It's late kicking in.
Yeah. I wish you would have contacted us before that. That way we could have seen what we could have did for you.
Nobody called me back. I called three different times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nobody called me back. And I had to make a decision that day.
Oh, okay. I see.
I did a lot of things with $10,000. It was worth to do it.
Yeah. Is business starting to pick back up or still pretty down
right
now?
Up. Okay. I got a real big job. I got a big job that I don't have to do nothing. I just get paid a large sum of money.
Hey, well, that's some life there. That's nice. Well, I'll just go ahead and shoot you an email, John. You know, if there's anything that we can help with, it doesn't hurt to try, and then we can go from there.
Here's what I'm looking for. If I do this, okay, I'm looking for a longer term than 1 year. It's got to be.
Okay. Yeah.
Period. I can't do this 1 year shit. I can do it, but it chokes your ass a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes all your operating capital.
Yeah. We got some programs, they go up to 18 months.
I think it's still going to be longer than that.
Yeah.
2 years.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the borrow probably 50 and then pay off the two loans I got.
Okay.
And have like 10 left. And then pay it over 2 years. But I'll probably pay it off this year. Once the job comes through, should be enough money in that to pay that off.
Yeah. So you're looking for $50,000 over 20, around 2 years, and you're looking to pay off both loans with that.
Right.
Okay.
The first payment I have due on that 10-5 is 11-2. And it's 2,900, something, 2,600, I forget what it is.
Is it a weekly or a monthly?
Monthly.
Oh, okay. Monthly.
Is that for 3 months in a row? Then it's. I want to pay it off early to save the interest.
Got you.
If I would have paid that in full on the 16th of last month, I would have only paid $1,100 in interest.
Yeah.
Normally, I would have the money, but the business just didn't kick. It started late.
Yeah. Let me see what I got here.
So, I'm just toying with this idea, and I've also fixed my credit. Everything is paid off.
Okay, that's good.
On my personal shit.
Oh, got you. So, for the business, you only have these two loans, the one that we funded with Winset and the Cabbage loan.
Right, right. Okay. I don't have anything on my personal except my mortgage.
Yeah.
I have no credit cards, nothing. No loans, no nothing.
Oh, that's good.
It's all paid off.
That's the way to go.
I hired a company called Lexington Law to go in there and remove all this shit off of my credit reports.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. They're doing a good job. It's about another month, it should be clear, clean.
Yeah.
That's a big relief. Right, which bureau do you guys use? Experian?
Yeah, that's usually what we use.
Those are the worst ones.
We're working on getting other sources right now as we speak, so
I mean, TransUnion, I got a... My score is right now 685 on TransUnion.
Okay.
And they just removed a ton of shit the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, they update pretty fast there.
Well, there's an update till next month now.
Oh,
all
okay.
the shit they removed.
Yeah.
So my score should be in the 700s with TransUnion, I would think.
Well, for our credit pools, we don't look at your personal credit, so you don't have to worry about.
They do.
Oh, we only look at actually your business credit.
Well, you know, you look at my personal.
We don't pull it though, so.
Well, that's all the loans I've had. I was told your credit sucks, your personal credits, blah blah blah. I said all right. So I finally paid it all off.
Yeah. Is your email still John at jccinternational.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do some research. Let's see. Let me see if there's anything that I can do to help you and see.
I think the last loan I got was 24%.
Yeah.
That was with a shitty credit score. So now my score went up. I'm waiting. They just sent a batch of shit over to Experian to remove from my credit.
Mm-hmm.
So once that all straightens out, my score should go up pretty high.
Okay.
Because all the crap that's on there is all shouldn't be on there. Should be off. And what they do is they get it removed.
Yeah, that's good. That's a big relief right there.
Yeah. I need it for a variety of things, you know.
Right.
I pay more in bonding fees because of my credit score, which I never knew. So recently, I'm like, what the fuck? I've been paying this for 20 years?
Oh, man.
What the, come on.
Yeah. How often did you check your credit score before they...
I didn't check it at all. I didn't give a shit.
And then you realize
I had a problem like 5 or 6 years ago. I ran into a real shit spot.
Yeah.
Business stopped. The whole world economy went in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about back in 2008,
2009? Yeah, right. Yeah. And I had a situation where I had about 80 grand on credit cards, right?
Yeah.
Now I don't have a penny, but I had 80,000 on cards.
Wow.
And I went over my limit 1 month by $12 on one card. $12. Big deal. They should have just said decline the sale. And I could have used another card, okay? I had a whole pocket full of these bucks. And at the time, my score was 788, okay? Never missed a payment in my life on nothing, ever. These pricks, I went over my limit by $12. So the next month, they notified all other credit cards. And every one of them Jagoffs jacked my interest. The lowest one was 36.99.
Wow, that's really high.
Up to 39.99. Every card.
Yeah.
Because of $12? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And there's none of their business. But
yeah.
That's illegal now. They can't do that now. But they did it to me then.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Back then.
I got really, it's a long story, but I was over 200 grand in the hole. It's all paid off.
Wow.
Every fucking penny. That was a bitch to pay.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. You got it all taken care of. I know. Back then, they were taking advantage of a lot of people.
Yeah, they fucked me good, so whatever.
Yeah.
I decided one day, I said, you know what? Yeah, I called these credit cards 3 times over a course of 2 years. I said, would you please lower my interest rate?
Yeah, oh, they won't do that.
Nope. I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lower it for you.
Yeah.
I'm not paying you another fucking penny. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And I hung up. And I stopped paying them off. I didn't pay anybody no more.
Yeah.
And I settled them. I settled them one at a time.
Right. How many companies were you working with?
A lot of credit cards. I had 3 kids to raise.
Yeah.
I was a single parent.
Got you.
And I had to, they did this, that, and the other. I had to put on a credit card. Thinking that when business starts, I'll pay it off. But business was slow as fuck.
Yeah. And how long you been in business for?
Over 20 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
just passed 20 years in June.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a long time. That's established right there.
Yeah, but it's amazing how slow it is, even right now. It's just slow.
Yeah, are you seasonal? Is there some times of the year that are a lot busier for you?
It's every year is different, but I've been trying to do business with the government, with federal government, with the Veterans Administration and the Department of Defense and all that.
Yeah.
A veteran-owned company, and I'm in the shipping and logistics.
Uh-huh. And what are you using these loans for? Are you just for day-to-day expenses, or?
Oh, well, these loans were the previous loans that I used the money wisely.
Yeah.
That's why I'm now debt-free.
Yeah.
I got better pricing on bonds. I saved about $3,000 just on one bond.
Yeah.
That's why I took that $10,000 loan out.
All right, well, let me...
I'll be making enough to pay this shit. No problem.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to be this week. It's going to be a couple weeks from now. We should have signed contracts.
All right, well,
that's just one thing I'm working on. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's slow. All right.
Let me see what I can do for you. I'm going to do some
research. I always make my payment with this daily payment. I've never missed a payment.
Yeah.
So, I like it, but then again, the way I operate, I get big chunks. What I get paid is thousands of dollars at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's almost easier to make a monthly payment for me than a daily. You know what I mean? A lot of times I get prepaid on jobs. I just pull it and pay that, and I got a month to make money to pay that back, which is easily done.
Yeah. How are your sales doing over the year? What are you tracking for this year?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, for example, this one, this job here, it's going to be a couple $1 million, I hope, for the what he's buying. And the money doesn't come to me. It's going to be paid to another company that's going to pay me my commission.
Okay.
I set the whole deal up.
So you're basically a broker.
Well, in this case, I'm called International Trade in logistics. I do the ship. Well, in this particular job, I'm not going to ship it either because it's coming out of Turkey.
Yeah.
Istanbul, Turkey. But if it comes from the United States, I ship it. Whatever it is.
Right.
This is for one customer that I work with.
Okay. So how does it work? Like you do a job and it takes a while for them to pay you, or?
No, this guy pays me up front.
I
gotta figure everything out, what it's gonna be, and I send him an invoice and he wires it.
Yeah.
I get prepaid.
Okay, that's good.
A lot of my customers prepay me.
Yeah, well, that makes it a lot easier for you.
I've been working with these guys for years. They know, it's hard to get a new customer in this business.
Right.
Somebody's got to screw up pretty good for them to get pissed off and move.
They got pretty much established relationships then.
Yeah.
But that means you got your people too, so that's good. They stay loyal.
Yeah. They're good. They're good people, But I just hung up. I was on the phone this morning. I'm trying to get VA, work with the VA.
Yeah.
Shipping. They ship a ton of shit all over the world.
Oh, okay. It'll be cheaper for you doing it that way, or what's the benefit of going with that?
Oh, it's a lot of business, man.
Yeah.
Probably a couple million a year, just some freight.
Wow. And who you got helping you? You doing this by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's better that way because I know what I'm doing. There's no mistakes. I do it right now and it's done.
Yeah, exactly. Take care of everything yourself. All right, what John, let me see.
Cares.
Yeah.
I know what I'm,
You've been doing good. You've been doing it for 20 years, so if it's not broken, don't fix it, right?
No, 36 years total.
Wow.
36 years of doing this shit. I'm sick of it. I want to go fishing.
Yeah. When are you looking to retire?
Shit. Retirement's not in my menu.
Yeah. Oh, it's tough nowadays to start planning for that.
I raised three kids myself. I turned around. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was 55 at the time when they all moved out. Now I'm 57.
Uh-huh.
Well, I spent $2 million raising three kids.
Yeah. Those are expensive then.
Never had any child support or nothing.
Oh, that's good. Alrighty, well, let me see what I can do for you, and then I'll shoot you an email.
My kids are expensive. You got any kids?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the next couple of years, but not yet.
Until you're financially secure.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm waiting for. So once I'm all settled there, then I'll start thinking about that. But last thing I want is, you know, to bring a kid in and not ready for it.
Yeah. That's what usually happens, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen it too many times.
All right, man.
All right, John. It was good talking to you. I'll go ahead and I'll see what I can do, and then I'll send you an email, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Be good.
All right. Take care.